Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022, and on this special episode of The Benny Show, we'll do a deep dive into what's going on in Joe Biden's brain. That's right, the rapid decline of this sad, senile old man who is plunging this country into chaos and dark, dark days. What's going on in Biden's brain? My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show.
I won every precinct. I got them. 1.9 trillion dollars relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
Good morning to you, 4.2 million awakening souls who know that this corrupt system of governance isn't working for you, that it's set up to benefit the elites, and that as your children cry out in hunger for their baby formula, and as your children go to school full of indoctrination and full of freaks who wish to corrupt them and ruin them, and as your churches are vandalized and invaded by infanticide freaks who wish you harm, well, you're starting to see that maybe the people who are in charge are the baddies. Maybe the people who are in charge of this country right now and the elite, those people who have been in power for a very long time, maybe they're not sending their best. Perhaps things have gone off the rails a bit. Maybe you want to join our community here and rebuild this place on firm principles of God, family, country, and on the firm principles that the corrupt, diseased temple of people who have come before us, we need to rip down their broken systems. And broken they are. We wanted to devote this show to what's going on in the world, not particularly in Ukraine or Russia, and not even on our border, not even with our Federal Reserve and our financial system, which is in total freefall. Have you watched what stocks have been doing lately? Yikes. Don't check in on your 401k right now. I promise you, you won't have a great night's sleep. We don't even want to check in necessarily on the supply chain shortages that are, again, leading to baby formula shortages that are, again, making babies hungry all across America. When was the last time that we had shortages and rationing in this country? We are like spiraling, not towards Jimmy Carter, but towards the Great Depression. It's terrible what's happening to this country. And you have to ask yourself, why? Who and how? Well, you can only wind up on a single answer for that question. The answer's name rhymes with Slow Biden. Slow Biden is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the man who occupies the Oval Office right now. And Joe Biden has been around for a very, very long time. He's like the Crypt Keeper. He hasn't really been someone who has ever been a shining star in politics. He ran for president a couple times, got defeated, plagiarized speeches, humiliated in front of the nation, scandal after scandal, has been dragged and run and rammed over by people who care about truth. Joe Biden, of course, one of the scumbags of the Senate. This guy was so wicked to Clarence Thomas during his nomination. But nonetheless, in Joe Biden's long career, we've never heard him sound like the clips we played you there in the cold open. We've never heard Joe Biden sound like such a broken, diseased, syphilitic, decrepit, vacant, vacuous man. We've never heard him in such a near middle distance staring as he begins to wander and wobble needlessly over a cliff, a mental cliff. And he's unable to even catch where he fell off. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is not well. He's not well. You can tell when he's clutching his binder or when he's doing like this on stage during CNN. You remember the clip when he's on stage during CNN when he's falling down the stairs of Air Force One? He's clearly not physically well. He's tripping, he's falling, he's clutching his binder. But it's really Joe Biden's mental state that we wish to devote this show to. We know there's a lot to talk about in the world, and we are aware of so many problems, but we did want to focus like a crystal laser on what we believe to be the root of those problems. Because the actual root of those problems is someone who's not with us. Somebody who's not actually there. Why isn't Joe Biden with us? And exactly how far has he fallen? Well, in order to diagnose any real problem, you must first look at the symptoms and the symptomatology and be able to discern, you know, exactly what was life like for you when things were good? How was normal life for you? And now that you're a broken person, where did it all go wrong? So we're going to do that on this show, a full breakdown of Joe Biden's abject mental collapse and then the collapse that has happened fortuitously to our country directly after that. Everyone rejoiced this last week when Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion, and we thought that maybe he'd be taking that company out of the leftist cesspool and into the land of free speech, but he's not out of the woods yet. You see, Twitter is still platformed on Amazon web servers. Those are the racks and the servers that could pull Twitter offline if they don't like what Elon Musk is doing. You don't think they'll do it? They did the same thing to Parler. They offlined the entire platform and crashed it because they didn't like what was happening on it. This is how evil and how incestuous the left has become with their control of the internet. It's why we need a new American internet, and it's why we are so thrilled to be partnering with RightForge.com. RightForge.com is the true American internet and founded on American free speech principles. That's why BennyJohnson.com is hosted by RightForge. RightForge is also bringing back President Trump to the internet by hosting Truth Social, a new online community for free thinkers and free speech. It's amazing to have a company that is investing in the real wire and infrastructure, the routers, the servers, the racks that make the internet possible. And if we don't go down to the very core, we'll never have free speech back. The core of American values is what drives RightForge, and we encourage you to go to RightForge.com. That's RightForge.com, and talk to them today about bringing your domain over so you are uncancelable by the left. RightForge.com. So as Joe Biden's mental state collapses, the country collapses because he is the leader of this country. Whether you like it or not, I don't like it. But those things have catastrophic consequences. Joe Biden wasn't always this way. The lights were regularly dim with Joe Biden, but not this dim. You can't see around the room anymore. But Joe Biden didn't used to be such a dim, flickering bulb. Check out what Joe Biden sounded like in his younger years. You won't remember this man. You won't even recognize him. Watch.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago, a battered nation turned away from the failed policies of the past and turned to a leader who they knew would lift our nation out of the crisis. A journey we haven't finished yet. We know we still have more to do, but today I say to my fellow citizens, in the face of the deepest economic crisis in our lifetime, this generation of Americans has proven itself as worthy as any generation before us.
Well, I don't recognize that guy. If that sounds shocking to you, wait till you hear this. Here, Joe Biden, a sentient human being, making, you might not agree with him, but making sense and speaking the English language. You haven't seen this Joe Biden in decades. Watch.
Kennedy lowered tax rates, increased growth. Ronald Reagan.
Now you're Jack Kennedy.
Barb after barb. I know you're under a lot of duress to make up for lost ground, but I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
Well, now, don't just, take all the 4 minutes then.
Biden was often dominant, maybe a little too dominant.
And in case that hasn't jogged your memory or shocked you at the level of decline as you see Biden today versus Biden of yesteryear, well, please enjoy this final clip of Joe Biden in what could be called his prime. Did Joe Biden ever have a prime? I don't think so. But Joe Biden as a person who has a functional brainstem. How about that? Somebody who isn't completely and totally senile. Watch.
This is a matter between a person's God, whether they believe in God, their doctor and themselves in what is always a trick. And what we're going to be spending our time doing is making sure that we reduce considerably the amount of abortions that take place by providing the care, the assistance, and the encouragement for people to be able to carry to term and to raise their children.
So the senility has now set in entirely. Biden is no longer with us. That Joe Biden is a thing of the past. You can find him in old C-SPAN clips, in old failed presidential candidate clips. That Joe Biden, who used to be able to make a at least cognitive synapse happen in his brain and talk to the American people or to his colleagues on the Senate floor or to various members of the press in a way where he constructed an argument and went from A to B to C to D, that's gone. That bulb is out. It now is more like a spaghetti string sauce pile that doesn't have any end and doesn't have any beginning and doesn't have any middle. And it's just, again, it's a pot of spaghetti. You throw it against the wall. It's the best way to describe Joe Biden. Alphabet soup, you just kind of mix it all up and you stick your spoon in and you pull it out. And what do you get? A Joe Biden speech. Don't believe us? Well, we put together some clips for you to show you the difference between the two of these Bidens, time span of 20, 30 years between the clips, and exactly how sad it is when the mind goes wandering. In fact, we even added a bouncing ball so that you don't go wandering and can follow along.
When you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. They went from state to state convincing people that they allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
So what's actually happening with Joe Biden? We're not here to poke fun at him. Everybody gets old and there's an expiration date on all of us, the way God created us. We were able to watch, you know, my grandparents slowly drift away, right? My wife's grandparents are 90. What can you say? You just get limited when you're older in age. They're wonderful people. I love them so much, but it's just the natural process of things. And it's not cruel to talk about something that's just real and natural and normal, but you have to talk about it, especially if somebody has the nuclear codes, especially if somebody has the codes to your child's future. It's time to really discuss what medical experts are saying about Joe Biden and what may be actually happening here. Did you know that not since the pandemic have stocks slid as much as they slid just last month? Quarterly earnings are abysmal, the economy is shrinking, and mortgage rates are going through the roof because the Fed knows that an overheated economy and hyperinflation is going to lead to disaster. And it's already here, ladies and gentlemen. Stagflation and the worst economic climate in many decades is upon us. What are you doing to protect your wealth? In the Johnson family, we're using our friends at Birch Gold. We are buying precious metals and diversifying into something of real value. My wife and I invested for the first time last month, and Birch made it so easy. For the first time, we have our future protected by precious metals. We diversified into a tax-sheltered retirement account with gold, and it couldn't have been easier. Please text Benny to 989898 to secure the gains you've made while you still can. Every roller coaster comes to an end. Every night at the bar comes with a hangover, and we are here. Do not get a headache over losing your fiat currency because of the dumb decisions made in Washington. Invest in something of real value. Gold, ladies and gentlemen, through Birch Gold, the only people I trust with my future. Text Benny to 9898 and start protecting your future today with gold. So the first article I want to point to is The Daily Wire. The Daily Wire had a fascinating little article here about Hunter Biden's therapist and confidant, Dr. Keith Albo, repeatedly made allusions to Joe Biden having struggled with dementia, according to materials on Hunter Biden's laptop, reported in The Laptop from Hell, a new book by New York columnist Miranda Devine. In January 2019, Ablo offered, that's the therapist, offered to provide a tongue-in-cheek endorsement for Joe Biden's presidential campaign, saying, "Any man who can triumph over dementia is a giant. Think what he could do for our nation's needed recovery." Well, that's what he texted Hunter Biden. "Perhaps he can help us remember all we intended to be as people, since he can now remember his address. the mock endorsement continued. It's kind of cruel, Hunter Biden joking about his dad's cognitive decline. Abloh was close to Hunter and also served as his one-time landlord, the book says. In February 2019, Abloh and Hunter discussed hosting a podcast together, with Hunter texting, "Dad is our first guest." Abloh responded, "Does he recall the details, though, with the dementia and all?" So here's Hunter Biden openly texting with his therapist, close confidant, somebody he wanted to go into business with, which, you know, was the first time Hunter wanted to go into business without somebody who's a member of the Communist Chinese Party. Here he is saying that his father had dementia. This is a running joke. Well, that's a little strange for your son to be joking about. Dementia is obviously a cruel disease, and it, you know, afflicts many, many millions of Americans. But it happens. These are the symptoms of early onset dementia. Since Hunter Biden is joking about it, I figured we might as well go research this. So I said to our team, let's go and find out what early onset dementia looks like and see if it matches. See if it matches what we've seen in Joe Biden. Since Hunter is joking about it, well, it's probably worth taking a look. And the early symptoms of dementia eerily correlate and match up to what we see Joe Biden doing now. They are mirror images, actually. So let's read. Problems with short-term memory.
By the executive director of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, Gene Soroka, and Mario Cordono. I apologize.
Keeping track of personal items, like a purse or a wallet.
Looking for my mask, I'm in trouble.
Paying bills, remembering appointments.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential.
Remembering appointments.
Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Finding it hard to carry out regular or daily tasks.
I used to love to drive. They don't let me drive anymore.
Getting confused when using language that you are familiar with.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care.
Difficulty concentrating.
You had told us at a town hall, I think it was in July, that this was just near-term inflation. The Wall Street Journal recently talked to like 67 financial experts who said that they saw high inflation going all the way or deep into 2022.
Being confused about a time or a place.
All products coming into the United States of America on the West Coast go through Los Angeles what am I doing here?
Struggling to follow a conversation or use the right word.
Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine. The vaccine can stop the spread of these diseases.
Severe mood changes.
Democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer, not more, fewer.
This is exactly what happened with Joe Biden, and it's precisely what we've been covering for quite a while. Doesn't that add up? Severe mood changes? Have you ever seen the guy start screaming in the middle of a speech? Have you ever seen him wander around and not know where he is? Have you watched Joe Biden physically break down attempting to remember someone's name? Somebody who should be able to get their name right away. Somebody who he perhaps served in the Senate with, or a member of his own party, perhaps even a member of his own family. Also, just having difficulty concentrating and struggling to follow a conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, he bit his own wife's finger on the campaign trail. Super creepy. But what's even more creepy, ladies and gentlemen, is the way that Joe Biden walks, the way that he moves. Joe Biden has come across as extremely broken old man, but he moves around sort of like a robot. He doesn't move fluidly. He sort of just robotically clunks along. It's very painful to watch him walk, and you're always thinking that something terrible is about to happen. Joe Biden walking up a staircase, everybody holds their breath. When was the last time that happened for a president? Not with Donald Trump, that is for certain. But Joe Biden has fallen and has clearly proven that he cannot get up. One of our favorite doctors on television, Dr. Mark Siegel, has an interesting insight into exactly why this may be. Dr. Mark Siegel says that the fluidity in Joe Biden's gait, which is what he calls it, the fluidity in the gait is directly connected, and it makes a ton of sense, to the functionality of your nervous system. And if people get stiffness in their gait, which we know from Joe Biden's physical that he has, this is the physical that they released to the public, well, then you need to start asking some major questions. Why? Dr. Mark Siegel explains.
Now I look over the physical exam results of President Biden. And first, I was overjoyed because it's long. Dr. O'Connor gives a tremendous detail. But when I look closer, I saw some things that bothered me. One, no cognitive exam done, not even a mini mental status exam where we simply ask a few questions of the president or of any patient. Number two.
Wait, I'm sorry, may I interrupt you, doctor? I'm sorry, I just have to interrupt. I didn't know that. Is that normal that you wouldn't even include a cognitive assessment?
It is not usual when you do that extensive an examination. It should be automatic. I don't do it on every patient that comes in with a sore throat, but with extensive physical, it should be automatic. It's not there. Oh. Number two is the issue of his gait, Tucker, where they flat out say that his gait over the past year has changed. He's stiff-legged now. He doesn't have fluidity in his gait. And they brought in a bunch of orthopedists and neurologists who say it's due to arthritis in his spine and a broken foot, which we still don't know how he fell, a bicycle accident. But here's what's missing there, Tucker. No MRI of the brain, no MRI of the spines, upper or lower, no EMG nerve conduction studies. When you have a sudden change of gait, you wonder, is it tied in with cognitive function?
Right.
Is there fluid on the brain? Is it something with the spine? There's so many things that can cause that I would want to know about. To leave that out altogether, very concerning.
So if you've ever watched Joe Biden walk or do anything, you can tell he's just not there. He's just not there. He's rigid. He's not moving fluidly. And he's not thinking clearly. He's not acting like a man who's in charge. This is why the Easter Bunny can scare the living hell out of Joe Biden. This is why when he attempts to recall something or go off script, everybody in the West Wing just bites down on their rage sticks. It's not a pretty sight. And it's alarming to the people who should be the very most alarmed, the American people. But who among us should be the very most alarmed at such a thing? Well, the people who have been the physicians for multiple presidents, Republicans, Democrats. There are presidential doctors who see to it that the president is in good health, report that health back to the American people. It's how we continue to function as a society, knowing that our president is fit for office. Well, a man named Ronnie Jackson was both the presidential physician for Barack Obama and also for Donald Trump. He's a good man, and he's also a member of Congress. He won the will of the American people in Texas, and he is now a member of Congress. He's done the physical exams of Obama and Donald Trump. He is respected in the press and in the media. And Ronnie Jackson has some pretty scary things to say about his assessment of Joe Biden. Now, we'll tell you, he's a Republican representing Texas, so clearly there's got to be some political motivation here. But nonetheless, Ronnie Jackson has an impeccable scorecard and is one of the very few people on planet Earth that can say he's done presidential physical fitness exams of the president's mental and physical health for both parties, maybe the only person. So we better listen to him when he says that Joe Biden should be removed from office because he is unfit. Listen to the doctor.
I've been saying this from the very beginning. I've been saying that something's going on here. I was saying this when he was candidate Joe Biden, and I've been saying that it's only going to get worse. And guess what? We're watching that happen right before our eyes right now. And I'm at the point right now where, you know, I went from, you know, telling people we should be concerned about what might potentially be going on to now saying, hey, what is happening right now? Where are the people in our academic medicine that were out there calling for President Trump to have a cognitive test? Where are these people? There's something seriously going on with this man right now. And, you know, I think that he's either going to resign. They're going to convince him to resign from office at some point in the near future for medical issues, or they're going to have to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of this man right now. There's some serious stuff going on right now. And if they do that, it'll be the president's cabinet that initiates that.
Ronny Jackson is alarmed and scared for his country, and we should all be. There's a reason why there's a 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment was written into the Constitution by our founding fathers in order to mitigate a situation like this. Now, what does incapacitated mean? It says that if the president is incapacitated, maybe the president passed out, maybe the president gets ill. Whatever the case may be, the president's brain doesn't function, and he's putting the rest of us in danger. Do you look around the country right now and feel as though you're in danger? Well, mothers who have hungry babies do. People who live on the border do. People who are raising their children and don't want them to be attacked or harmed by these rabid mobs who are attacking our Supreme Court justices, roaming our streets, wrecking our credit, destroying our economy. Have you tried to buy a tank of gas? Once more, the Johnson household stayed very close to home because gas is $5 a gallon around the corner. It feels as though we are under attack, and it seems as though the reason why is because we have someone who's in office who sits there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the White House and who doesn't know who he is or where he is. He doesn't know what he is. Somebody has to remind him every single morning that he is the president of the United States. And that is exactly why you have a 25th Amendment, because when the president is incapacitated for whatever reason, ladies and gentlemen, he won't be able to do his duties constitutionally prescribed to him. And so you must go. He must go. Joe Biden must go. He's done enough damage. I know what President Kamala Harris means for our country. It's bad. But, ladies and gentlemen, what's worse is sleepwalking ourselves into a nuclear war with Russia or into a damaged situation with our economy, with our children, with our nation, with our dollar, with our security. That won't be able to be reversed. Joe Biden won't be around. No, Joe Biden doesn't even know today. So why let somebody who is so cruel and misintentioned, why let someone who's been such a terrible father, and you can tell the results of your parenthood by looking at the children, quite frankly, how'd your kids turn out? Well, if you're a completely scumbag dad, you're going to have completely scumbag kids. And look at Hunter Biden, ladies and gentlemen. When you have a situation like this, you don't want to trust these guys with your future. And the issue for me now as a parent and as a patriot is that I see Joe Biden collapsing a future for our country and collapsing a future for our children and doing harm and damage that may not be reversed in my lifetime. So I say, let's just stop it. I say, let's stop it right now. Hunter Biden says his father had dementia. Was he joking? Not sure. We played you the clips there. It's irrefutable evidence. Joe Biden has slipped and slipped all the way down the path, ladies and gentlemen. That's what dementia looks like up close and personal, according to medical journals and according to the doctors who we trust, Dr. Ronny Jackson and Dr. Mark Siegel. They say Joe Biden needs to be removed from office or at the very least get a full cognitive exam, and the American people are owed that. When will we get it? We're not sure. We're not holding our breath, even though we wouldn't advise Joe Biden to hold his breath. He could use all the oxygen of the brain that he needs right now, that he could possibly muster. But we are saying this, that we need to do better as a nation, and we need answers, and we need them now. We are building a community here, a community of patriots that put priorities in order. Our priorities are God, family, country on this show, and we were born free men and women, and we intend to stay that way. That's why we fight every single day, and that's why we need answers. Let's push to get those answers. Let's never let this happen ever again in America. We have too much at stake. Thank you for watching, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate you. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show.